Tefillah for Life, Shir number 51, Wednesday before Sukkot. We are discussing the Tefillah of Elokei Neshama, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our Neshama. Now there is a very important aspect of this Tefillah that really doesn't apply by any other Tefillah or any other Bracha that we say. And that is, if you pay attention, whenever we make a Bracha, we don't talk specifically about ourselves. Meaning we don't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in singular terms. For example, we say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. We are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being mikadosh us as Klal Yisrael and giving us a tzivui v'tzivanu. And so on with every bracha. We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, as if we are a member of Klal Yisrael. And we use plural terms when we say a bracha. Elokei Neshama is a totally different kind of bracha. We are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from me to Hashem in a singular term. And we say, Elokei, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neshama shenosata bi tahirahi. The Neshama that you put inside of me is tahira. We don't say, Elokeinu, Neshama shenosata banu. We don't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a member of Klal Yisrael. And the question is why? What is unique about this bracha that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we are an individual as opposed to a member of Klal Yisrael? And perhaps we can suggest, because when we are talking about the Neshama is what makes us unique. Every Neshama is different. Every Neshama is a chelek Elokei Mimal. Every Neshama is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And when we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our Neshama, we are recognizing that our Neshama is what allows us to have a unique relationship with Hashem. Because I have a Neshama, that is my license to have a direct connection with Hashem. Me with Hashem. Because my Neshama defines my uniqueness. And when a person appreciates the Neshama, and we walk around trying to do things that enhance the neshama, as opposed to focusing on the guf, then we maintain a specific relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a unique relationship from me to Hashem. And therefore, when we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our neshama, and we are describing the neshama, like we will see in the bracha, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in singular terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me a neshama. And this neshama is unique, and you created it specifically for me. And when I appreciate the fact that I have this neshama, which is essentially a piece of eternity, a piece of nitzchias, that's what a neshama is. And the neshama gives me limitless potential as long as I focus on it, and I realize that I have that potential. When I realize the ma'ila of my neshama, when I appreciate it, I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly from me to Hashem. Because my close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my personal relationship, comes through my neshama. And that is the point of this bracha, to remind ourselves that we have a neshama, and we should nurture it. And when we do, we will have a close, personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me and Hashem.